This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in this short little segment before our next guest joins us, a former board member of the Davos Group, head of the Aspen Institute, highest levels of the globalist operation, he wants to get into Luciferianism, Satanism, the operating system of the psychopaths we're facing. Ted Malik joining us coming up in the next segment. But I wanted to get into Senator Warner, because, again, if their whole Russiagate's falling apart, if the head of the PPGate dossier has now come out in court and said, well, there isn't Russian collusion in it, because they're getting sued for saying it. So he goes, oh, no, we didn't actually say it in the dossier. There's no proof. It's not real. That's in the news today out of the Washington Times. But they haven't told their minions that yet. So Warner comes out with press conferences almost every day, along with that shiftless creature Schiff. And they get up there and they go, don't you try to fire him. You stop it, Arch. And Trump's like, I'm not going to fire him. He's falling apart. He's a joke. It's an embarrassment to them. The whole thing's a fraud. It's blowing for their face. But then you see him out saying, don't you fire him, to act like it's got all this gravity, to act like he's scared of it. That's their cover story. And it's so pathetic. Meanwhile, Kit Daniels just wrote a story that needs to go viral. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and NewsWars.com, because you know we're winning, but some of the public doesn't. So it's neck and neck here sometimes. Not quite neck and neck now. We're going to pull in a lay, but let's not, like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not start, you know, doing you know what to each other yet, because we're not there yet, okay? We're never there. As soon as you think you're there, you know, it's all over. Trump reelection odds explode after first-year tax cuts. I'll start the next segment with that, Juicy. Ronald Reagan famously said, he said, when I met Donald Trump, it was like I was meeting the president, and I knew he would end up being the president. It was Roger Stone sent him to meet with him. And then Reagan had folks call Stone and called Stone back and said, that something about that guy, he needed to run him for office. By the way, Reagan never did that. So there you go. It's all destiny, ladies and gentlemen. What matters about Trump is delivery. Judge a tree by its fruits. Judge it by its fruits. So the enemy attacks us. They're not stupid. They know. They think I'm an insane maniac. They tried to buy me off. $10 million a year is what the last number got to over a decade ago. Well, we're way surpassed that. It's not about me and $10 million. It's about how much money do I have in the bank if I have to fight them when they come after me, which they're already doing. How much money do I have to build an operation and try to go after them? You want to kill me? Let's go all the way. But here's Warner with his incredible, and it's all fake, trying to look all powerful and like to look distinguished. It's all a con game. They're all failed actors, basically. Here he is.
I rise today concerned about the threats.
He looks like a
pedophile.
The
special counsel's critical investigation.
Just saying. I'm not saying he is one.
Of Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Dennis Hastert.
Over the last several weeks, a growing chorus of irresponsible and reckless voices have called for President Trump to shut down special counsel.
See, criticizing your fake investigation is shutting it down. No, it's not.
First, these calls came from the fringes of our political discourse. Those who would refuse to.
And then we figured out we're kicking your ass. We said, don't do it.
Before base political instincts. Any attempt by this president to remove Special Counsel Mueller from his position.
The Hillary minion.
Or to pardon key witnesses in any effort to shield them from accountability or shut down the investigation would be a gross abuse of power.
Well, buddy, don't worry. It isn't going to happen. You dumbass. Trying to change the whole subject. Excuse me. I mean, what a sack of parasitic crap. That's the type of stuff the globalists put in this country to get in power to screw us over. And guess what? The tide turns, scum. like all those other senators that aren't running for re-election. And you better start getting ready not to run for it. Because don't worry, everything we know about you is about to come out, Warner. Get ready.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Into a lot of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax!
Anthrax!
And radio! It's not entertainment. It's information warfare, brought to you from deep in the heart of the ATX, in occupied blue state territory. Returning the Republic from deep behind enemy lines, I'm your guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have our guest, Ted Malik, getting lined up right now via Skype from the UK with big news. He's a former board member of the Davos Group, former head of the Aspen Institute, been in the highest levels of globalism, and he's going to tell some big secrets today about their mindset, their view, and the whole nine yards. So get ready for that in a moment. But first, Ivanka Trump, talking about just the child tax credit, one of the 30 little juicy gifts of our own money back to us to choose how we want to spend our money, and hence social engineer things according to the people's will, not a bunch of hunchback skeksis in D.C., New York, and L.A. and Hollywood, who, again, want to just cuckle everything because they're demonic hunchback demons that know they should be thrown to the furnaces of hell immediately. Let's go ahead now and go to this video.
Your name actually has been linked to this for a while because you were pushing an increase in the child tax credit. In the ultimate final bill, it essentially is doubled. And I know you also had Mike Lee with you, the senator from Utah, and Marco Rubio as well. Explain to the folks at home what it's going to do for them.
Well, the president was very clear that he really wanted to ensure that this bill accomplished two goals of enabling American businesses to grow and be competitive and therefore lead to wage increase for working Americans, but to also target relief at middle-income families. Mm-hmm. And the child tax credit is an incredible vehicle to do that. We all know the cost of raising children has gone up exponentially in this country, as until recently wages have stagnated. So raising children is very expensive, but it's the most important investment that we as a country can make in the future. Mm-hmm. This is the next generation of American workers, American entrepreneurs and innovators. So the child tax credit was doubled, the refundability was expanded. Very importantly, the standard deduction, the standard for the average family, the standard deduction was actually doubled, which is enormously beneficial.
It's incredible.
The child independent tax care credit was maintained as part of the bill. The adoption credit was maintained.
A lot of good stuff in there.
Well, when you look at the things that were cut were the loopholes that benefited lobbyists and the special interests.
We're going to pay more taxes here, actually.
Were things like the child tax credit that would have such meaningful impact for everyday Americans. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was really so amazing to me in traveling across the country is just the sense of financial fragility most American families experience, even middle-income American families. The average American family can't come up with $400 in the event of an emergency. And my father is committed to changing that. This administration is committed to changing that.
Amen. But see, the globalists want a bankruptcy, Cloward and Piven, to be able to reorganize everything. That's the plan. I mean, they admit it. It's not like we're just here seeing it and going, it looks like that. That's what they say. And so when you realize that, it's just so cold-blooded what they're up to and how close they got us to the edge of that precipice and how sweeter it makes this reprieve. But we better work harder and realize the globalists, the leftists, they admit in the New York Times that they are just energized. Soros gave $18 billion. He usually spends about $500 million a year trying to bring down the U.S. And now it's $18 billion. But here's the deal. You go see who he can muster out on the streets. He's trying to beat a huge wave. And historically, you just can't do that. We're going to go to Ted Malik here in just a moment. But I wanted to play this clip because it's triggered the left to have Congressman up there, Tim Scott, who they say could end up being, you know, the next president down the road. Who cares if he's black? All I care about is his brain. And he's a patriot. He's shaking with pleasure when he realizes how much true affirmative action under Trump's plan is already being dumped into inner city areas. Real jobs, high paying. These aren't just fake make work stuff turning into a social worker with no pay. This is the real deal. And this has got them so incredibly panicked right now. This has them scared because they were so close to seizing control of America and using it as a pure engine of evil. You think the Russians were bad when they went in and then took the Tsars out in 1917 in a moment of weakness and turned Russia into an engine of evil? That was bad. Can you imagine the United States as a pure engine of evil? This has been a mixed bag the last 50 years. Pure psychopath-driven evil by the globalist. The Hollywood globalist type. I mean, good God. Good God. We'd have to go to the emergency backups, wouldn't it, that they laid down. Because they couldn't get our second. They're going up the first right now. So here's the congressman, Tim Scott, who's got them all triggered, calling them Uncle Tom, all these names, blah, blah, blah. Because the left's been good at making black folks not think they can be part of the Tea Party or part of the Republican Party. While the Republican Party said, we want to run you for office. You've got a good background, good person. Well, we got the chief of staff saying, we want you in here. If you're a minority, the White House wants to hire you. Come on, let's go. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. The Democrats aren't playing strangleholds saying, come on up, let's go, let's go. Because they want you literally on their plantation. Let's go to this club.
Mr. President, during one of those conversations that we had, we talked about ways to improve distressed communities throughout this country. 52 million Americans living in distressed communities, and we talked about legislation that can move those communities forward.
God, please, Trump is.
You said yes. As a part of this tax reform package, the Investing and Opportunity Act has been included, which will bring trillions of dollars into poor communities because of your willingness to listen.
Thank you.
The president said I only have about 45 more minutes, so I'm going to get to my. Oh. He didn't say that. Okay, got it. Let me just say to those Americans who are watching this process, this is not about Washington. It's not about the left. It's not about the right. It's about single-parent moms who are looking for a reason to be hopeful. In 2018, this tax reform plan delivers for the average single mother a 70% tax cut. For the average family who's working paycheck to paycheck, looking for ways to be hopeful about their future, to have an extra night for dinner out at a restaurant, this tax reform package cuts their taxes by nearly 60%. And because of folks like Marco Rubio and Ivanka, when you think about the folks with kids in the household, this plan doubles the child tax credit and makes about 70% of it refundable. This is a plan that we can be proud of, because it speaks to the hearts of everyday Americans.
But it's not. The poor workers shouldn't even be paying any taxes. Trump tried to get rid of it. Okay, they shouldn't be paying anything because their taxes are already low, but they need it all back. It's the middle class tax cuts that are going to surge 7.3 to 10.1, they're saying, most analysts. I mean, this is explosive growth, real growth, not fake communist Chinese growth, where it all goes to, you know, a couple hundred generals. We're going to come back with Ted Malcolm and talk about all this on the other side, but this is just massive. And I just think about the fact that Trump, at that very same podium at the Capitol, just 11 months ago, committed to do so much, TPP killing and all of it. He did it. So that's there again. So the president, the Capitol, he was at the White House then. But, I mean, it's just right there in that very same area, committing to do it. I was just right down below when he did it. And I knew it. I knew it. My gut, my instinct said, this is real. It's happening. And it's happened. It's not perfect. It's a bloody war, but it's in the right direction. It's got the globalists scared. Free shipping store-wide continues. Still time in the lower 48 to your packages before Christmas. You vote for us. We vote for you. We deliver. You deliver. InfoWarsStore.com. Michael ZX back in stock. 50% off all our best-selling items. It's just amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. This is an epic battle. Financially supporting us is critical to buy your war bonds, plus you get good products. A total win-win, which is what we do.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9600. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Crucified for no sins.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Ted Malik is with us for the balance of the transmission, and then we've got the fourth hour coming up that I'm going to be segueing into with Anthony Kumi, and it always does an incredible job in the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone coming up. Ted Malik was former board member of the Davos Group, of course, former head of the Aspen Institute, one of the top levels organizations, but he's always been a patriot. I've gone back to writings he did 25 years ago. I'm not going to do all his PhDs, international political economy, and he's also got degrees, you know, dealing with religion. But that's why it's important to get him on. He's worked in capital markets with Solomon Brothers and served as senior policy positions in the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, the U.S. State Department. I'm not going to get into all that. The reason I got him on last time, I wanted to get into the occult obsessions of some of the globalists. He wasn't ready. He said, yeah, it goes on. But he said, let me just think about what I'm willing to get into, and then I'll talk about it. Because I've been involved some with Hollywood and some with stuff in the U.K., and they're like, we want you to come to the Hellfire Club. And it's like major directors and people, and we're going to go in these catacombs, and it's like eyes wide shut, and once you do it, you're in the club. I'm like, no. So I never did it all, and I'm sure Ted hasn't either. The point is, not that I'm scared of it. I like going crazy. I'm scared of like people just being involved in all that stuff, because then it leads to other things, you know, like killing somebody at the end of the night or whatever. So Ted Malik's here to break it all down, but he wanted to get into his prolific articles that are published all over the place, from, I mean, you name it, WorldNet Daily to InfoWars to big establishment publications. But U.S. tax reform breaks global rules, says EU. That's out of DW.com, big German news. They admit it's going to move jobs back to the U.S. We have secret combines with you. We have agreements. You're not supposed to do it. Germany demands U.K.'s unconditional surrender on Brexit. That's Ted Malik. Trump's top EU pick warns German media of seismic shift in ties. So here's a WorldNet Daily article. Let's revisit the Podesta pigeon for pedophilic, cannibalistic, and satanic art, which we can say, okay, not the pizza place. That's how they diverted us off into that. But you know, them themselves and the WikiLeaks, which we're ready to really release some big stuff on very soon. There's lots of that behind the scenes. So Ted Malik joins us now. I want to give him the floor. We don't do pre-interviews, and I haven't talked to him since he visited us in the studio a few weeks ago in Austin. Where do you want to start with that palette that you kind of laid out, a few little pieces of blobs of paint I put there? Where do you want to go first?
I think there are some linkages. We have some time, so we have some linkages. The EU is part of course, the globalist empire, the New World Order. And I think that many of its origins are, in fact, quite evil. And I think we should talk about that. I've written about it in this letter, Wars, where I describe the unconditional surrender that Germany is demanding of Britain, of the UK, during the Brexit negotiations. It's basically a German takeover of Europe, making Europe into its own puppet state with its crony capitalism and its fake currency, the euro. But what I really want to do after our conversation just a few weeks ago in studio is come back to this question that you asked me that I was unprepared for, because, you know, sometimes it's uncomfortable, particularly at this time of year. But I want to talk about it, and that is Luciferianism. Luciferianism is a belief system that venerates the essential characteristics that are affixed to Lucifer. That tradition has been informed by Gnosticism, by Satanism, and it usually refers to Lucifer not as the devil per se, but as some kind of liberator, some kind of guardian, some kind of guiding spirit. in fact, is the true God as opposed to Jehovah. And I think many people in Europe, particularly EU hierarchy, some of the top people who get this in the Democratic Party in the United States. And this satanistic, this Luciferian orientation is really based on the creation of a fallen angel. Of course, we know who Lucifer is. And he's seen as one of the morning stars, as a symbol of enlightenment, as a kind of independence and of true human progress. Turning away from God and turning to Lucifer in order to enlighten yourself. So I did a little research on this, and you'll find this very interesting. In his very famous 1971 book, which was his final book, Rules for Radicals, the very prominent American community organizer on the far left, Saul Alinsky, wrote at the end of his acknowledgments to that book, and I'm going to quote this, "Lest we forget, at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement at the very first radical from our legends, mythology, and history. And who knows where mythology leaves off and history begins or which is which. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he has won his own kingdom was Lucifer." Saul Alinsky dedicating Rules to Radical to his hero, Lucifer.
And, of course, that's him in public just saying, oh, I do this kind of in a, you know, a little cheechy way or whatever. But when you get down to brass tacks, these people really believe they're setting themselves up as God, and they advertise, just like during the French Revolution, the false revolution, the Jacobin system versus our real revolution, that they want to become God. They want absolute power. And he writes about it in the book. He believes in nothing but absolute power. This is so creepy. This is the opposite of chivalry, the opposite of Christ, the opposite of Jehovah.
That's what it is. We're talking about the Antichrist. We're talking about the fallen angel. But for these people, turning their, you know, their face against the true God, they're turning to this form of Antichrist, of Lucifer. And that's the foundation for their guidance, for their enlightenment, for their institutions. I would argue even for the whole definition of this new world order. And we can get into John Podesta and his emails, which...
We will. We'll do that next as we're on a break. But truly, whether you're an atheist or not, they believe in the archetype as an operating system, like a program. You look at what they did to Russia. I mean, they tried this whole Luciferian operation there. They are so angry. So I've talked to folks high level in Hollywood and other areas. They're mad that Russia is truly becoming Christian. It's literally spiritual. They are so angry.
Well, they have to obviously feel very annoyed by any people, any person, any community, any nation that turns their hearts back to God. And there's increasing evidence that lots of people in Russia are doing that. Obviously, since that was impossible during the 70 years of heinous communism. So they are falling back on these traditions, their old religion, the Eastern Orthodoxy in Russia. But if you look at the pure statistics, Alex, around the world, about 85% of people believe in God in different spiritual traditions, in different sacred texts. Christianity is obviously the largest of those. Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. They're all very strong faith traditions. Luciferians detest this, and they particularly detest the Christian tradition because Lucifer is the fallen angel away from Christ.
That's right. They say they want to play all religions off against each other until nothing's left but Lucifer. We're going to come back again. I know you're going to get into this as a theologian because you have a degree in, but I want to get into specifically, I know you don't get into private stuff that happened behind closed doors, just as I, as a journalist, something's in confidence, I can't talk about it, but in general, the spirit of Lucifer, the attitude, the psychopathic culture.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. you can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Humanity faces incredible challenges, but only being aware of it can save us. A globalist, ahead of one of the, he wasn't the head of the big three, he was the head of the fourth largest bank in the U.S. at the time. Again, I flew to be on The View years ago. It's like 6-7 years ago now, and I sat down next to him. I recognized him a little bit from watching financial shows. He wasn't a guest, but you'd seen him. And he figured out who I was real quick because folks were shaking my hand, and he was telling me he was visiting his dad, who was a retired general in San Antonio. And he just, and after about a 3-hour conversation, by the way, he got up in the perfect suit after being on the plane and got his, you know, trench coat out, hair perfect, everything. And he goes, they're all about that. And he goes, as the plane's landing, he goes, Alex, you think people are going to adapt and overcome, the Marine Corps term, improvise, overcome, adapt, overcome. You don't get it. That's what you're going to do. The general public is going to adapt to being in this system. And he laughed at me. And I said to him, once he did his thing and turned, getting his jacket out, because he waited to say it after he listened to me for like an hour on the plane. We didn't talk the first few hours. Because at first he's like looking over at me. I'm sitting right next to him, American Airlines. And he wanted to have his piece to be done. And I said, listen, I can't bet against humanity and want to live. And his back was turned and he shuddered. And it was that point, like, I'm not giving my soul up. I get the public's dumbed down. I get they'll tear me apart. I get it. You've made them into a weapon. The point is, I can't feel big while they're little. I don't want to join you and look down on the slaves. Don't you get it? Doesn't mean if somebody tries to destroy me, I won't rip their head off. The difference is, I'm not out to get people. It's not like I'm some saint. You people virtue signal all day because you have no virtue. And studies show that. The average liberal is... I always flip the numbers. It's in a bunch of British and U.S. studies and Canadian. But on average, it's, what, 6 times more likely to lie, 9 times more likely to steal, or is it vice versa? Because they're not real liberals, and they've changed all the terms. So, Ted Malik, you got the floor of this segment I'm ranting. TedMalik.com, got your new book out, Secrets of Business, where you really tell folks what's going on. Again, former board member of the Davos Group, so much more. Major envoy of the Senate government, Senate Committee, Foreign Relations, U.S. State Department. Big insider, but it's been a patriot, not a bad guy. Not everybody on the inside's bad. Point is, you've got a track record exposing it. You're getting into Luciferianism. You're getting into their worldview. You're getting into who they are. Where are we historically? What is this obsession with Lucifer? What are we facing?
Facing.
He's got to lay on the sky. Go ahead.
Specific and talk about the Democrat Party, the DNC. The Hillary Clinton campaign, John Podesta, of course, was top of all that, top of everything they were trying to do, everything they were trying to foment on the rest of us. Very involved in international organizations, all kinds of deals, the Clinton Foundation. If you look at his emails, now the public can, for the first time, actually look at these emails, thanks to WikiLeaks, and you can see the references that he made over and over again to Luciferianism. And this is abhorrent also to sexual abuse, abuse of children by himself. He uses code words such as cheese, which means little girl, pasta, which means little boy, mat, which means semen, sauce, which means orgy. And he uses them over and over again, these code words, on the deep web pedophile messaging boards, the emails. And there are many of them. Your viewers can go look at them. They're available online. They prove that he is involved, very deeply involved, as a committed Luciferian. And it's in, among other things, it's his invitation by Marina Abramovitz to what is called a spirit cooking ritual, which I think proves the most revealing. Now, for the European...
By the way, that was invented by Aleister Crowley, reportedly the most evil man alive, reportedly sacrificed his own son.
Precisely. This is a ritual, a specific ritual in which participants use the vilest human body fluids in order to summon spiritual energies for assistance and favor. And to any sane person, this sounds completely ludicrous, but to a Luciferian, this is the practice of enlightenment. It's something that initiates them. It's something that they understand that they have to.
It lowers their humanity to a low enough level to be possessed by this evil force.
That's the whole idea, to be possessed by Lucifer himself. And these practices of a Luciferian religion and anti-Christianity are, I would argue, the absolute inversion of Christianity.
As he says in the emails, come, we have blood, we have semen. And this is what they use Pizzagate to divert off to some pizza store that the media all covered. We covered it, and they claim we were part of it. Again, this is what they're pouring out. This is unbelievable.
Yep. You're showing the real thing on the screen. We've had black masses. We know about the same. Holy Eucharist, the Mass. We also have cannibalism and pedophilia. These are highlights. These are common practices, actually, amongst Luciferians. And this makes, I think, Podesta's choice of paintings in his own office all the more revealing. The paintings in his office, and we actually have photos of those as well, are very disturbing. They depict cannibalism. And when asked in an interview by the, you know, the political magazine Politico about the paintings, Podesta replied that it's better to be the guy with the fork rather than the guy on the table. This is the guy that was leading the Democratic Party. This is the
is a shot of what looks like 8-year-old girls begging not to be gang raped in a shower with, I guess, like stuff to tie them up to the ceiling. They would tweet photos of dungeons and things. And then again, I didn't realize what was happening at the time when Washington Post, New York Times, CNN all focused on a pizza place instead of the emails in New York. We covered the pizza place, covered the rumors. Then they said, we created it. And then I had a crazy woman and a bunch of Democrats attack me literally at a restaurant the other night screaming, do you screw your baby? We're going to get you. Screw your baby. And the whole family was just like, I've got video of it. I haven't put it out yet. Yeah, this is Podesta's art. Chained up little children. I know, and they're so foolish. They think that they. I mean, behind the scenes, it's just unbelievable. I just can't handle it. I usually can't even look at this stuff. We're putting it on screen. This is Tony Podesta's art. Notice this lesser magic, though, Mr. Malik. They put this in 2007 in the paper as a public celebration of what they were doing to throw it in our face and to dehumanize us, which is a form of mind rape.
So, I mean, what kind of people are we dealing with? What kind of leaders are we dealing with? If these are their deepest spiritual sentiments and practices,
chained up children.
Any kind of respect, any kind of accord, let alone think of them for public office. I mean, it's beyond detestable. It is actually radical evil.
Please continue.
Well, I actually think that we have to expose this, Alex, where it exists, to the degree it exists, the fact that it exists at the top of our government, that it in fact exists at the top of international organizations, that it's rampant throughout Europe, that it's the American European Union.
Stay right there. I don't want to do conspiracies, but you've been on Skype many times, no problem. It is hammered. And maybe we should call you on the phone. We'll have video, but you with the phone. And we're going to go into the next hour to finish this because I want you to repeat all this. It's too critical. And the media will play clips and, you know, make fun of the sound and say, you know, whatever. But that's why they've got front page articles in Daily Beast, BuzzFeed, all of them with me and UFOs. I don't even cover UFOs. Is trying to desperately inoculate people that we're kooks. But all we're showing you is Podesta's public art that is children chained up in dungeons. And again, his brother is in emails, and they say, sir, we will have the children for you tonight, ages 7, you know, 9, 11, in the hot tub. They're ready to service you, but you know, and he says, are they really good? They said, yes. They said, we will have the children for you in the hot tub. I mean, they're sending this over email, man. God almighty.
If you're like me, you look forward to the holidays all year long. But sometimes the holidays can really hurt. Buying and wrapping presents, setting up the perfect tree, even driving to the in-laws can take its toll. That's why I use Safe Moisturizing Toprosin Pain Relief Cream, and you should too. With 11 natural biomedicines, Toprosin doesn't just mask your pain, it actually helps ease the inflammation that causes pain. If you've got back and neck pain, arthritis, hand and joint soreness, cramps, sciatica, and just plain body aches, you must try Toprosin Pain Relief Cream. But don't take my word for it. Toprosin is so sure you'll find their pain relief products effective. They're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Don't let your aches and pains ruin this treasured holiday season. Toprosin makes a wonderful stocking stuffer for you, your loved ones, even cranky old Gram and Gramps. Toprosin is available at thousands of fine drugstores and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Toprosin. Rub it in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. Consciousness, free will, only God gives it. The devil seeks to steal it. The devil can't build. Only we can. We're God's builders. God's nanotech. Tiny. Small compared to God, but still part of God. An extension. Like God's hand stretched out across space-time. The finger. Like that Sistine Chapel painting. Ted Malik, globalist insider, not a globalist, is our guest. He's going to recap his critical information. But first, let's hear Donald Trump pledging what he is now, 1 year in, already delivered. Here it is.
We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much. I love you, Albany. Get out and vote.
Now, how can he say that? Because if the boat's tied to the dock, and he just needs to take the rope off. They've already parlayed our power to build up the world, but not for the people, for the globalists. Then he already knows. All he's got to do is untie it. He knows. We get this done, it works, because we already know the economics. Ted Malik, take over, my friend, for the 9 minutes we've got in this segment. We'll hold over the next hour. I know you had some Skype problems. Never happened before, but it's happening as you break as a big insider. You're not talking about what you saw inside, not breaking any confidences. You're only exposing what is in public domain. Recap everything you said, my friend. You have a lot of courage. Go ahead.
Well, we were talking about Luciferianism, about its origins, and Gnosticism, in antique history, what it amounts to, its anti-Christian orientation. But more specifically, for the last few minutes, we've been talking about the head of the Democrat Party, the head of the Clinton campaign, a number of people in that organization who worship Lucifer and what that means.
In their emails officially, WorldNetDaily.com article, please continue.
We can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just too grotesque. But we also can look at the paintings that they have in their offices, the pedophilia that they practice, the spirit cooking that they become involved in, and a whole nature of their enlightenment and what that means. And we actually also pointed out that Saul Alinsky, in his original book, For Radicals, pointed to the same tradition, to Lucifer. So this is part of the left. It's part of a turning away from our
which historically left meant practice. Left meant left-hand path, and then the French Revolution, the occult. It never meant left. There wasn't left or right until then. Please continue.
That is an actual, you're correct philologically. But what I really want to talk about, because this is dark and it's evil and it upsets me and my wife no end even.
Well, let's just say, you're taking up, this is a big deal to have somebody like you that's been in these circles at the highest levels. This is a big deal, a lot of courage. I know you're not going to say it yourself, but this is a big deal, so go ahead.
Well, I also taught at Yale Divinity School as well as Yale School of Management. I've been in major universities. I am not making this stuff up. I have the academic credentials. I understand its depth, but I also realize we're talking here about something that is radically evil. It is anti-Christian. So what we have to do is expose it for what it is, and we have to point it out, and I think the public will rebuke it.
Well, just continue breaking this down.
Well, I think that what I'd like to do instead is talk about our own tradition, because after all, it is Christmas.
Exactly. And, we know that's the theme without us even saying it. We know the evil. Let's celebrate the light right now and the beauty that truly despairs, that truly drives off the dark.
You know, we gave 5 minutes or 10 minutes to this very radical and dark light. Let's put the bright light on our own tradition. The real root of our being in Christian thinking, which is rooted in the New Testament, of course, and the wonderful insights of St. Paul, actually have great relevance to us as people, not least of all because it's an attempt to spell out in very detailed terms exactly what it means to live in the belief that the world is ordered, that it's ordered by a loving God, that he demands love from each one of us, not only towards himself, but also towards our neighbors. And at Christmas, and I'm reflecting on this. My family's coming home tomorrow, flying in from all over the world. We especially need to reflect on what gift has meant in the Christian tradition. The tradition, again, that has shaped our Western culture that we cannot give up. We have to pray for those countries like Poland and Hungary, where they're actually battling the European Union over this very culture right now. And this whole concept of charity as the loves to which we are commanded, to use the original term. So this giving, which is, of course, part of the Christmas tradition, we all have these gifts under our tree. We've all purchased these items. We're all excited about the pleasure. It's a way of opening yourself up to the other. It's an invitation to friendship. It's very exciting. It's also very much a part of the American tradition. If you think about it, Americans are really defined, I would say, in many ways by their generosity, by their volunteering. I mean, when Tocqueville came to America, 180 years ago, what he found across the entire American hinterland was this feature, and we should be rightly proud of it, this notion of generosity in America. And in Europe, you don't see this very much because the state has taken charge And
they carry out all the family functions. They carry out the charity. They carry out all these sacred things, but then corrupt them. And again, they've made it all commercial. It can become sick there. But that's just, it was back when people didn't have a lot. To give something was a big deal because that spirit made all this wealth. Now we think of nothing giving all this. Again, they've distorted everything that's sacred.
Indeed. And so you have, on the whole, then, in socialism, and Europe is socialistic to a large extent, you have this hostility to private giving, this hostility to the notion of gift, because why?
Because they want to get in the middle of private association, men and women, community. They want to get in the middle of our private associations. That is a cult.
It shows no respect for private property, for industry, for wealth, and it tries to put this this notion of equality and the state being the arbiter over and all of this. It's not surprising to me when you think of the first act of Lenin after the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was to abolish and expropriate all private charities, all gift-giving. What happened in the Second World War when the communists took power in Hungary? They had 10,000 religious voluntary societies in that little tiny country of 8 million people. Within 2 years, all of them were abolished.
They stole the goodwill of the people. They stole the goodwill of the people.
And this is true in Communist Party, wherever you find it, in China today. People have to give in secret, or they have to give at risk of imprisonment. They have their underground schools, their underground universities, their underground churches, underground medicine. And it's the heroic actions and of the few that that lead to that kind of wonderful shared experience of the gift. And now here's my argument. I'm saying that giving is not only natural, but it's a fundamental part of moral health. And by giving, which is what we're doing in this season, the existence of the other is fulfilled in love. And this kind of gratitude is absolutely crucial to being a human being. If you read the Bible, and some people do, hopefully in church over the next few days, the first letter to the Corinthians of St. Paul delivers his celebrated encomium of the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. And that word for charity, agape, that is so critical. A love that has been brought to this world by Christ, and which is the love which God extends to all of us, and which you are asked to extend to one another. This is gift love. It's what Paul talks about in his wonderful...
And it's an overwhelming spirit. That's why I get tears in my eyes talking about this, because it's so strong, it's so pure, it's destiny for the species. You can feel destiny knocking on the door.
And St. Thomas Aquinas, in Christian history, argues that it's the fundamental gift. It's granted by God to himself, by his own nature, and to the world in choice. So it's my life, your gifts are a gift.
Stay there. We're going to come back.
So too.
70 seconds. Stay there. 2 minutes now. The breaks. I mean, that's it. Everything else is satanic. It wants to hold. God is just giving, 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 giving. Consciousness, everything, all the beauty, everything. And we're just like bitching and complaining. We've been given consciousness on this star base in the middle of the galaxy with unlimited potential. I mean, it's thank God. Thank God.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.